Someone needs the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khabath. You're going to sit on the toilet bowl reading a magazine. La ilaha ghayruhu. Is that the Islamic culture? Subhanallah. So give the sisters a break. And they're not slaves to you. They're slaves to Allah. Keep that focus. It's always important to keep focus. Focus is important for the Muslim. You can't chase two rabbits. You can't chase two rabbits. A hunter can't chase two rabbits. If you do, both of them will get away. Always stay focused. As a Muslim woman who is yet to cover, has alhamdulillah established Muslim manner, behavior, as a person who prays, fasts, gives charity, you stand there before us telling me that I need to revert instead of emphasizing the importance of covering. Why don't you focus on teaching women as or more, or if not more important issues of not covering, but aching and worshiping Allah, acting and worshiping Allah in a proper Islamic manner? It is for Allah to judge me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me if I offended you, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has commanded you to cover. I didn't command you to cover. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has commanded you to cover, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has, he's the one that gives us the definition for what is a good Muslim. And there's no way in the world you're going to tell me that if you don't cover, you're a good Muslim. I have to tell you, there's no way in the world you're going to tell me that you're a good Muslim because you don't curse, or you don't drink, or you don't swear, and you don't cover. You cannot tell me you're a good Muslim because Islam is just not in your heart. Your Islam is in your hijab, it is in your jilbab, it is in your beard, it is in your action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَلْوَانِكُمْ وَأَجْسَادِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَقَطْ. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, Allah, surely Allah does not, لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَلْوَانِكُمْ وَأَبْدَانِكُمْ, your colors and your shape, but he looks at your heart. He didn't say that only. He said he looks at your heart, وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ, and your action. That's the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam and Iman is a statement with the tongue. We're not like the other people, like the Murji'ah, who say that Islam is only what you have in your heart and actions don't come into play. The Christians believe that. The Christians believe that actions is not that which will get you to heaven. Just believe that Jesus died and he's your personal Lord and Savior. You can drink, you can smoke, you can commit zina, you can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Islam is not like that. Islam and Iman is a statement with the tongue. Belief in the heart and carrying out those things with your bodily limbs. If you really believe, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been commanded to say in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if you love Allah, as you say, I'm a good Muslim, I love Allah, then follow me. Well, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told you to wear hijab. And if you do that, يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah will love you and he will forgive you of your sins. And the opposite of that is, if you don't follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will not love you and forgive you of your sins. So it's not me who's saying it, it's Allah who's saying it. The Islamic character, of which we'll talk about inshallah, and righteous deeds are determined by Allah and His Messenger, not by Brother Dawood Adib or how you feel. So I'm not standing in front of you judging you, but Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's already told us, judge yourselves by the Quran before the Quran judges you. Judge yourselves by the Quran before the Quran judges you. I'm not here to judge you. All I can do is be a warner. That's all I can do. Is it haram for the wife to sing and dance for her husband if he asks her to do that? Even the loving songs? to the best of my knowledge, as long as she does not make the song with haram lyrics, and she doesn't make the dances that are the reprehensible dances, and she moves in a way that is enticing and alluring to him, me, the way I understand it as a student of, talib al-ilm, I don't see any problem with her singing and performing for her husband, but I think that you should perform for her too. You know, let her sit down, and you get a bottle or something like that, a bottle of ketchup, like it's a microphone, my baby, I love you so much. We have to constantly put the honey on the moon. Like you had the honeymoon, which is not part of the Islamic culture. You have to keep putting spice in your marriage. Keep doing it. Oh, nothing wrong. And they're going to sing to us in Jannah. You know that, right? Clear hadith. That they're going to sing to us in Jannah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can't remember the actual lyrics to the song, but the women are going to sing to us in Jannah. There's an actual hadith like this. Beautiful words too. As a Muslim, I wish to establish as Islam as my way of life, and it isn't that so-called religion inferiority complex which is stopping me. It is my husband. He is not practicing Islam, and he has a major effect on how I dress. If I choose to establish Islam, is divorce the best solution, or how can I win without divorcing my husband? See, these type of questions, everywhere I go, I try to stay away from answering these type of questions, because I don't know all the details. And divorce is serious. But if what you're saying is true, and you have been patient, and people have gone to talk to him, and you have talked to him, and people have admonished him from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, and showed him that you have to dress a certain way, and he tries to prevent you from wearing the hijab, you cannot obey him. You have to disobey him. لا طاعة المخلوق في معصية الخالق. There's no obeying the creation at the expense of disobeying the Creator. You cannot obey him. You have to disobey him and obey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wear your hijab and your jilbab. And if he tries to prevent you, then you should take it to the Muslim judge, if you have one here, the imam, someone who's knowledgeable, someone who's trustworthy, known for his equity and his parity, and you should take the case to him. And if after being patient, if what you are saying is true, and it's not really you causing the problem, and he continues, and you've been as patient as you can, then what you have stated needs to be considered. It needs to be considered, because no man should prevent any other man or woman from practicing Islam. We cannot let anyone stop us from practicing Islam. I have a big problem. My brother listens to too much music, and music with foul language. I have tried every way possible to stop him. I even thought of destroying the tape player, but this would also prevent me from listening to Quran tapes and other Islamic knowledge tapes. And they have in parentheses, example, Dawood Adib tapes. I don't even have Dawood Adib tapes. I always have to buy the tapes when I want to hear the tapes and correct something that I've said, which is almost all the time, to critique them. I have to go and buy them or borrow them, because I don't have them either. So, alhamdulillah. And by the way, I made a mistake in the ayah, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. I said something else. May Allah forgive me. Ameen. He knows it is wrong, but the music is like a drug. What do I do? Can you take him home and transform him before sending him back to us? If it's your brother, your blood brother, and you live in the same house with him, you know, try to be patient with him. There is a book out called Music and Singing, the Islamic Verdicts of Music, or the Islamic Ruling of Music and Singing according to the Quran, the authentic Sunnah, and the consensus of the companions. It's written by our brother in Islam, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who died about 12 years ago. It was an Italian brother, Abu Bilal Mustafa Al-Kennedy. He's from Canada, graduated with his master's in Hadith Science from Umm al-Qura, or his bachelor's, I believe. It's a very nice book, and maybe you can let him read that. And I know, once again, as I said before, I know how it is to get away from music. I did it for a long time. And Allahumma sta'an. But I wouldn't tell you to break up the, you know, the tape recorder and things like a tape player. Just try to be patient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a'anakum Allah. May Allah give you assistance. You mentioned about combining the two hadiths. Does that mean that we have to oppose everything that comes from the other culture? I find that opposing one practice, like you mentioned, praying with shoes on, may lead to not opposing the other practice as the Christians pray with their shoes on. No, this takes details to explain it. We would need some time to explain these usul issues. These are issues of usul. You know, the statement of the Messenger of Allah should not be flipped in that sense that, of course, if he says, oppose them over here, then that means if these people over here do this, then you can't do this or you can do that. So this is something that needs to be explained by some of the people of knowledge you have here. Allahu musta'an. If a man gets money from a casino, and he told me that he got it from the casino and even, and he gives me it, is it halal? If you were given the money from him and he didn't tell you where it was from, then it's permissible. And if he gave you the money and you didn't ask where it was from, it's permissible. But once he tells you that it's from the haram sources, then you know what to do. You can't accept that money from the haram sources. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the Muslims far away from gambling, because it is a major sin. Thank you for the nice lecture, brother. Can you tell us what the Islamic culture says about a woman's dress? And that's something that we've already discussed. Is it okay to wear shorts when playing basketball or soccer? Yes and no. It's okay if your aura is covered. Your aura is that which is between the top of your navel for the men, not the women. I don't want us tomorrow riding past the park and see the sisters with these real shorts. Well, Brother Daoud said we can wear shorts. Don't put that on Brother Daoud. I don't want to go to my Lord with that one. If your navel and your knee is covered for the men, from above the navel to below the knee. In other words, if you were to sit down and those shorts would expose your knee, then you know those are not the shorts you can wear. But if you sit down and it covers your entire knee and your navel, everything from this area, then it's permissible. It's permissible. Is it a sin to be a rapper? I'm saying rapper, but it doesn't say rapper, it says raper. It says R-A-P-E-R, raper. You know, alhamdulillah, English is my language. Be a raper, and it's definitely a sin to be a rapper. And inshallah, we're going to wrap all these things up in a minute. Inshallah, I'm going to be the rapper. Inshallah. No, I mean, you can't be a rapper because the music is haram. The music is haram. You can't be a rapper, and you can't call it Islamic rap. No, subhanallah. But you can do poetry with a melody without the music, similar to what Yusuf Islam does, without the music, just the voices. It's permissible. Is it a sin to be a lawyer? If you mean a lawyer in dunyawi, in the dunyawi sense, from their laws, from the qanun of the kuffar, of that which Allah has revealed, I can't say that it's a sin to be a lawyer. I'll just say that if you judge by that which Allah has not revealed, and you believe definitely that's better than Islam, you think it's permissible to do that, then you, this is kufr akbar. And in addition to that, to the best of my knowledge, I have a first cousin on my father's side who's a big time lawyer. He's a big time lawyer, won a $10 million case for the state of Michigan. It seems to me, I don't know about here, but it seems to me in America, a lawyer is just a person who learns how to lie well. That's all it is. If you, the better that you're able to lie, the better you're going to be a lawyer. And, you know, some, I've seen some people who are defense lawyers and switch up and be prosecuting lawyers, or the opposite. So now you have the same person, you're prosecuting, you're trying to bury him under the jail and throw away the key. And then the person turns around and defends him. He knows that he's guilty, and he defends him. This is not permissible. How are you going to defend that which is wrong? That's why Islam brings equity. So, it's in that sense, if you believe that that which you're doing, to judge by that which Allah has not revealed, if you believe that's better than the Sharia, then definitely this is more than a sin. This will take you out of Islam. Can a naked person have an ablution? I think that's what it means. That's it? Can a naked person have ablution? Yes. You mean perform ablution? Of course. If you in the shower and you're making ghusl, you're going to make ablution. Not like some people think that you have to cover yourself. No, I used to think that. One of my early days of Islam, when I used to be with the Jama'ah, you know what Jama'ah I'm talking about, we used to believe that we had to cover ourselves when you make a ghusl. No, this is a, you know, going overboard, and this is based on unauthentic hadith. And this is one of the ways of the Jews, in fact. Not with the ghusl, but when they're intimate with their wives, the Hasidic Jews, the real strict Orthodox Jews, you know, subhanAllah, once again, to show the Islamic culture. Islam is right between the Jews and the Christians. The Jews are this, they go overboard on this side, and the Christians go overboard on that side, and Islam is right in the middle. The Hasidic Jews, when they're intimate with their wives, they put a sheet around themselves and make a hole in the private part for the man and the woman, because they believe that you can't touch the actual skin, you know, with the woman. They go to the extreme. Islam is right in between on every single issue. Alhamdulillah. So yes, it's permissible to make wudu when you're making ghusl, of course. Is it sunnah to use the takbir to say the zikr is an innovation? No doubt it's innovation. No doubt it is innovation to use those beads. Those beads, the origin of those beads, it's from the Jahiliya culture. No doubt. There's no authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though there's a hadith in the Sunan of at-Tirmidhi, and I believe also in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, that is on the authority of Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said, the meaning of it is, I and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were walking one day, and we saw a woman who was using some date stones or some pebbles. It says that the rawi, the narrator, was doubtful which one it was, pebbles or date stones. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allegedly said to her, would you like me to give you something better? Would you like for me to give you something that's more superior? He said, say these words. And then the hadith mentions the word. That hadith isnaduhu da'ifun jiddan. That hadith, the chain of that hadith is extremely weak. And there's another narration that they attribute to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that says that he used to take a rope and tie knots in it. That narration is not authentic either, by the statement of the ulama of the past of hadith. There is no authentic hadith. In addition to this, the Zikr bead comes from the Catholics. The Muslims adopted it from the Catholics. And the Catholics adopted it from the Indics, the Hindus. And we know what the Catholics do with those beads. They worship Mary. Hail Mary, the rosary. The Prophet told the women, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, use your fingers. Some people do it like this. There's a difference of opinion if it should be done like this. Some people do it like this, or the opposite. Nonetheless, he said, use your fingers because they will speak. They're going to speak. Use your fingers. So this is not from Islam. Is it okay to be a movie star? It's okay to be a movie star with your wife. Get yourself a frame, put some knobs on the front of it, like it's a TV or something, a movie, and then, do something for your wife. Other than that, how are you going to go to Hollywood or wherever and portray a kafir? Your character is a kafir. SubhanAllah. No, this is... And if you knew what goes along with that lifestyle in Hollywood, you would run far away from it. What is your opinion of cloning? Is it haram or halal? I don't have an opinion. Every corner of the Muslim world, the world Muslims have got problems. Why? Could you ask the audience to make dua to the Muslims who suffer that problem, especially in Somalia, Palestine, Sudan? And yes, of course, we ask the Muslims to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Muslims in every single place and give us victory over disbelieving people. Brother Dawood Adi, this seems like this is probably from some young person. Is it haram to draw a human face? Why? Is it called sunnah if you do something that Rasulullah did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then on the bottom, I wish I could blow this up to show you, on the bottom they drew an American flag. It has USA, right? United States of America. I like to make a correction. It should have said Al-Wilayatu Mutahida Shaytaniya. United States of Shaytan. Not United States of America. Alright? As far as drawing a human face, no, you can't draw human faces. Anything that has a soul, you cannot draw it. Use your talents to draw something else like landscape, as Abdullah ibn Abbas told the man, if you have to draw something, and draw just the landscape, the mountains, the trees, and things like that. In the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, everyone wore the same type of clothing. Is it true that we should oppose in this as well or not? No, everyone did not wear the same clothing. When the revelation started coming down, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam altered the clothing. For instance, the pagans used to wear the imama, the turban, without the cap like this. And the Muslims started wearing the turban with the cap to distinguish themselves from them. The pagans used to wear their thawb dragging on the ground, the men. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to wear it above the ankles because anything that's below the ankles is in the hellfire and half to the half of the shin is better. That's the best place to wear the thawb. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the women used to wear, he told the women to wear their khimar so that when it comes down, it covers their neck and their ears and their bosom completely. The women before that, and more importantly, the prostitutes, when you go back to Surah Al-Ahzab, you'll see the prostitutes used to wear a head covering, but they used to wear it like the nuns wear it, backwards like this. So the clothing was not the same. Even though there is some indication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore a cloak of the Romans one time and some other things of the Persians occasionally, but he would never wear the entire clothing of a certain people from another culture. He would always distinguish himself. His gray hairs, he used henna. He dyed it with henna. He told us to dye it with henna, not he himself. He told us to dye it with henna, right? Because the Jews don't do this. So there are a lot of things in the clothing of the Muslims that was done in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if we adopt it, we will be adopting the once again, in quotes, the Islamic clothing. And there's two that are left. Inshallah, this is it. Is there a hadith about the non-Muslim believer or the non-believer who are in search of the right path and die before embracing Islam? They knew what they are believing is not true. They know what they are believing is not true, but there's a potential, and think says father here, to follow the right path or religion. I heard Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih, Muhammad al-Salih al-Munajjid, answer this question. Habibullah ta'ala, and he said, if that person does not say the word, La ilaha illallah, and they die no matter what they believed in, they will not be admitted into Jannah, even if they believe that Islam is true. Even if they believe it is true, if they don't say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, they will not be entered into Jannah, into paradise. And one of the clear proofs of this is the uncle of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib. He admitted that which the Prophet, alayhi salam, came with was true. But he wouldn't say the word. And we all know his punishment. His punishment is that his shoes and his shoelaces will burn until that effect will go all the way up to his brain and boil his brain. And he'll think that is the worst punishment in hell, when actually it's the least punishment in hell. And lastly, dear brother Dawood, what is Allah and His Messenger's ruling on interrelated marriages? In other words, getting married from the same family. This is the last question. And I'll save this because this is someone who wanted to get in contact with me, inshallah. Of course, we know that it's permissible for you to marry your cousin. There's no prohibition in that manner in marrying your cousin. But if you mean marrying your brother or your sister or something like that, of course we know this is not permissible until Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is never going to be permissible. But as for marrying your cousin or marrying someone from your tribe, it's permissible. It's permissible. And with that, I think we'll end it now, as I've been told to do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wherewithal to practice Islam and to establish the Islamic culture. And that the sister, once again, that thought that I was judging her, I ask you once again to forgive me if you think if I offended you. But we have to try better to upgrade our Islam. We have to try better to upgrade our Islam and move towards the next level of implementing what we say we believe in. If you say you truly believe in your heart, then let your bodily limbs outwardly manifest that belief in your heart. Because you're not just a heart. You are a heart, you are a body, and you are a soul. All of that is a human being. So let your actions reflect what you say is in your chest. And don't die. Don't die on the mistaken notion that Allah is only going to be concerned with what is in my heart. Don't die on that. Allah is concerned on what is in your heart and what you do. Both combined. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك